With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been a rough couple of days in Los Angeles. Investigation continues following the explosion Friday morning at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department training facility. Three veteran deputies from the arson and explosive unit were killed in that blast. Also in Los Angeles, early Saturday morning, a vehicle ramming into a crowd of young people waiting to get into a nightclub, injuring at least 30 people. Authorities say bystanders then attacked the driver, who was later found to have a gunshot wound. President Trump has signed the Genius Act into law, setting new regulations for stable coins. The law, passed with bipartisan support, introduces consumer protections and aims to boost confidence in the crypto industry. The bill, one of three like bills approved Friday in the House. Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and our anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act deliver on the America First digital assets agenda by solidifying the dollar's dominance as the world's reserve currency.
President Trump calls the move a step towards cementing U.S. dominance in global finance and crypto technology. Another problem for a commercial flight over the Midwest.
A SkyWest Airlines flight from Omaha, Nebraska to Detroit made an emergency landing in Iowa after a passenger fought with a flight attendant and tried to open an emergency door exit shortly after takeoff. The 23-year-old man was arrested after the plane safely landed in Cedar Rapids. The flight was then able to travel to its original destination in Detroit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An attorney for the maker of the video game Call of Duty arguing that a judge should dismiss a suit brought by families of the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. Family sued the game maker Activision. This is SRN News. Well, faith impacts attitudes when it comes to abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with a new regime in Syria. Commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's very small Christian minority. Under Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace. This is SRN News. It has happened again, despite efforts by athletes and other celebrities to stop the action. An Arizona home believed to be owned by a three-time Major League Baseball All-Star has been burglarized. The latest on that story from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Police are investigating a burglary at a home reportedly owned by Arizona Diamondbacks star Ketel Marte. The incident occurred Tuesday night while Marte was playing in the MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. Authorities describe it as a, quote, high-dollar residential burglary, end quote, involving stolen personal items and jewelry. No one was home during the break-in. Records from the Maricopa County Assessor's Office confirm Marte owns a property on the block. The investigation remains active. No further details have been released. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.